To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its sponsors, Christy Doherty and Mia Hansen Aloha, and our very special super subscriber sponsor, Miss Madonna Hines, Madge with a sexy J. We love you, girls. Hello and welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV and the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast. And here I am with the lovely, gorgeous, thin, talented, and emotionally secure Ben Mantelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banter Blender. Hi, Ben.
Well, in the words of Meatloaf, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. I don't know if I even
have
2.
But you have to sing it like this.
Hi, Ronnie. Hi, everyone. Hi, everyone out there in podcast land. How's everyone doing?
Great.
I'm talking
great.
As if everyone's like live audience.
Oh, we're all great. You know, my mom's a cook, and when she taught me how to make meatloaf, it made me not like the actual singer Meatloaf. I was like, breadcrumbs? Weird. Come on, Meatloaf. Pull Weird. It together.
Wow.
That's the kind of show we're going to get today, guys.
Yeah, this show's going to be like a bat out of hell.
I wish
I would
knew
do
more
anything.
Meatloaf
I would do anything to podcast, but I won't do that.
But I won't do that. You guys, today is a very exciting day, both because we're doing Real Housewives of New York and also because Ben and I just got a delivery from someone named Jackie Santillan, or Santillan, or Santillan.
No, remember, it's not pronounced like that. It's like Santillan. Remember, she had a birthday shout-out for her sister.
Oh, so what is
remember
it?
And her name is, it's like, it looks like it's Santillan, but it's like Santillan, or like, it's like champagne. Jackie Champagne.
Jackie Champagne spelled like someone from Real Housewives of New Jersey would spell it. S-A-N-T-I-L-L-A-N.
Yeah.
It's champagne.
Jackie has a t-shirt and design store called Velvet Hammer Designs, and she made us t-shirts. Now,
really?
Whenever we get t-shirts made, you know, or when you order them off Cafe Press or whatever, they're really, like, cardboardy. These are really, really soft and luscious. Our logo looks beautiful on the back, Ben. They have our logo on them. And they're both from Real Housewives of New York. One is I Made It in Life, which is mine.
Oh, nice.
It's an extra large, so that will be okay. Me. And yours is It's About Tom.
Oh, my God.
They're so good.
I can't wait to wear that and put it on. And like, I can't wait to put it on and wear it up Runyon Canyon and see if people notice.
These are so good. I'm so excited to have these. So thank you so much, Jackie. And if you guys want to hound Jackie to get copies of these shirts for yourself or have her make shirts for whatever you need them for, she does a really good job. Just email her at velvethammerdesigns@gmail.com. That's velvethammerdesigns@gmail.com. Thank you, Jackie. We're so excited.
Thank you, Jackie.
I love a gift.
I know, me too. Will you, Ronnie, you should take a picture of those and put them on our Facebook.
I will, but I'm having them laundered at the moment. Because I want to wear them, and I don't want to give you yours when it smells like a new t-shirt. You know that smell?
Oh, yeah. You know I never care about that. I'm the sort of person who, like, opens up bed sheets and puts them right on my bed instead of washing them first.
Ben,
I'm gross like that.
Ben, no, darling, no.
Broken bed, linen department.
No, honey. Poor people put those together. You're basically sleeping on poor people hands when you do that.
It makes me feel superior.
I'm richer than the 5-year-old who made these sheets. So.
I don't have much in life, but one thing I do know, I can sleep on poor people, children hands. Linens and things.
So let's get on to our recap, about, shall we? Oh, yeah, no. What do you want to speak
starchy
about?
Things. Oh, no. I was going to make a I was going to try to make a linen-themed segue into Real Housewives of New York. Speaking of starched-up, low-thread-count bitches.
Well, this does have Sonia humping a bed in a home that's, you know, borrowed again. So it's like a home with much more money than she currently has. So it's kind of opposite of what we're talking about, because it's like a poor person bouncing up on rich people hands.
It's a very noble home.
Very noble, noble home. All right. So let's see here, Ben. Where do you want to start?
Well, let's start right where we where the show begins, for crying out loud. Why don't we start with Sonia and Tinsley packing for the Hamptons? And Sonia, just a classic Sonia moment. It's just the beginning of the show, these flashes. And I just like Sonia pointing to her luggage, and she shows it to Tinsley. She's like, oh, yeah, this is the Argentinian luggage. I like to take it on road trip. When I take a car trip, I take the Argentinian luggage.
It's just for the Argentinians. Sonia, that's for everywhere you go. And those are probably knockoffs. You probably got those in some alley in Argentina.
Yeah, it probably says made in Buenos Aires, but spelled B-W-A. And then there's like just an emoji of a nose. Yeah, it's totally real.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. I just like when Patty LaPone is in Argentina and she's like, Descamisados, which means poor people. So all I could imagine was Patty LaPone popping out of one of those, just calling Sonia poor. Like, listen up.
Don't cry for me, luggage dealer.
So Dorinda and Luann are at Luann's house in the Hamptons. She's like, home again, jiggity, I'm rich. And they pull
Where's
in.
My hula hoop?
They pull in and we get a tour of this house. And they're, it's like a small, cute house.
Yeah. I think we've been there before. I think we saw it last season.
Well, we saw it when she moved in, remember? And she's like, I just chose to get something smaller because the kids are gone and everyone's gone and I just need something smaller, which basically means, I got kicked out of the other one because I was Poe. So now here's my runner-up. But they're trying to, do a fisheye lens and stuff to make it look bigger, which means
like
the editors...
Like a video.
Yeah, which means the editors really like Luann. And so you have to give her credit because she's obviously nice to the staff of the show.
Well, I mean, speaking of staff, this is where we first met Adam, I believe. I think it was, Luann was having a little something at her place and Adam was her chef.
Yeah, the kitchen was so small that Adam couldn't escape the monster that was standing by him going, I like riding on the handlebars of bikes.
You know what's really hot? Playing ping pong and not picking up the balls afterwards.
I wish this kitchen had some counters I could sit on sexily.
Let's have a baby. And by baby, I mean a puppy. And by puppy, I mean a puppy called Baby.
Carol's sex game is still, she's still making an effort. And I'm not against anybody at any age having a working vagina or penis. I mean, look, fuck until you die, okay? And have pride in it. There should never be shame in your age or your weight or anything. Everybody should be able to fuck. Here's the thing. I don't really want to hear about how you squirt, There's like certain things that Carol does that I'm like, I don't need to know that you just came from getting a needle inserted into your neck. There's just some things I'll trust you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a great, great outlook.
How about we go forward just assuming that all of our sexual organs work until we find out otherwise?
Assume. Until you break one on a windowsill.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Or with
Jules
a tennis
knew how
racket.
To do it.
Yeah.
So we're getting a tour of this tiny house and for HGTV, the tiny house movement.
Yeah, I was about to say, tiny house. The microwave is in the toilet. Literally, you open up the toilet thing and there's a microwave.
Well,
I hate tiny house.
Because anyone with one of these toilets says the same thing. I've heard this a million times. It's the Cadillac of toilets.
So it uses up a lot of gas. At least it probably takes a lot of gas, if you know what I'm saying.
She has a magic toilet that cleans your butt and all that stuff. And Dorinda said, it keeps you company when time's away, huh?
I can just imagine Luann sitting there confessing everything to that toilet. Well, I mean, toilet, mean, what are these bitches always complaining about? Why can't they be happy for me, Toilet? I mean, we're getting married. Can you believe it, Toilet? We're getting married, me and Tom.
What about what she did to me? Which is Luann's new favorite thing. But what about at the reunion?
What about Sonia? I mean, Sonia, she doesn't even care about my marriage. She just goes on about her Argentinian luggage. Let me tell you something. Just because it's from Patagonia doesn't mean it's actually from Patagonia.
Dorinda's so used to dating a big guy that cleaning his butt really isn't beyond the scope of things that she would do out of love, you know? She sees a big toilet and she's like, it cleans your butt for you? I'll make my relationship a lot easier. You know how hard it is to get a garden hose up 10 flights of stairs?
You ever want to see a Cadillac toilet shiver? Wait till John comes in the bathroom. Then you'll see something. The toilet's like, no.
It starts driving away like a Cadillac.
It's honestly like the little shoe in Roger Rabbit before it gets put in the dip. Like,
it's like, engine light, engine light, engine light, engine light.
It's like, maybe if I flap really quickly, he'll go away. The thing's going up and down.
Speaking of terrified furniture, is that what you said?
Yeah. Well, because Bethany shows up to her place, she's like, it's so nice out. I wish I had my outdoor furniture out. I wish I had my outdoor. Where's my outdoor furniture? I'm like, it's hiding. It's literally hiding in the bar that you have in the barn.
With earplugs on, hoping that you'll never come home
it's
again.
Like, she's back. It's like her version of toys, you know, except in Bethany's version, it's not toys that have a secret life. It's her furniture.
And those lit bar signs from Ross.
Yeah.
Say like bar.
Yeah.
Like, please, please leave us alone. Look, it can say bar. It can say arb. It can say why rah.
Why does my Adirondack chair keep moving? I walk away and all of a sudden it's gone. All my furniture's like running away. Like, oh, they're running away. Like, what's the matter? Like, what's going on?
I love that Carol can even bring politics into this. She's walking with Carol and she's like, oh, God, so hot. It's like an Indian summer. And Carol goes, some people call it global warming. Okay.
To be
Carol.
Fair, it was January 3rd. Yeah. No, but Carol, that's like her thing this season is to be politically conscious of all the issues
of everything. And it's making Beverly Beverly. It's making Bethany crazy. So she's saying, I'm writing
Beverly
trouble.
D'Angelo
I'm just going
to be furious.
She's hiding in the closet on the Adirondack chair. God, please let her leave me alone.
So I'm sorry. I totally interrupted you with my Beverly D'Angelo.
I'm literally now thinking of Beverly D'Angelo in Bethany's garage, just hoping that she's not sat on.
She's going to like sing country music in there. So back in the city, Sonia. Oh, I think it's back in the city. No, it's not back in the city. We just learned that Sonia's been talking shit about Dorinda and Luann to Bethany.
She just can't get past not being invited to the Berkshires. At least she wasn't. At least she didn't call you a pedophile spelled wrong.
Like, no one can let anything go this year. Whatever the last thing they fought about months ago is still what they're going to fight about now. Carol's still mad that she was called a pedophile in bad English. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's still mad at the same things. It's like like a cruise ship of like greatest hits this episode.
Yeah, exactly. So then we go back to the city where Sonia and Tinsley are packing still. And Sonia's telling Tinsley about how she had talked to the press about Luann. She's like, well, you know, I was doing a lot of interviews for my off-Broadway play. You remember, it was called Pothole. You know, it's a stirring story about a woman who drives over a pothole, has to get a new tire. It's great. It's great stuff. A great play written by Edward Balby. Not to be confused with Edward Albee. Anyway.
A woman drives over a pothole. Now, how does that affect her vagina? Let us discover in three acts.
With fans. No, I mean, like, literally, I'm holding fans over my vagina while I do my monologue.
The fans just wanted to know, okay? So she's giving all these interviews to the press, and she's like, I couldn't help it. All I said is that I would stick up for everybody over their terrible men. And Tinsley's like, you know, I found that sometimes in friendships, it's not that friends really want your opinion. They just want to feel supported. And she's like,
yeah,
well, that's what I'm going to do then. I'm going to support my friends. Oh, you can't unpress a newspaper, Sonia.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's bad when even Tinsley, who's been here for like 1 second, is already telling you, yeah, you need to get over this. I'm sick of it. Look, my hair is flattening. I'm losing my signature look.
Yeah. When you're invited to a party and you realize that your date is like Carrie, you know, from prom. Yeah. It's like, oh, God, I'm going to get covered in blood just from walking in with this bitch.
Yeah. So then we go back to the Hamptons where Luann's presenting lunch. And she's like, these are tacos. They're so good.
I heard about these first when I was in Punta Cana, Mexico.
Punta Cana, the state of Mexico and the country of Colombia.
I can't wait till regular Americans hear about these.
It'll be all the sensation. I think I'm thinking about branding some of my own called Luann's Tacos. I think they could be very authentic, the real thing. It's just going to be basically lettuce.
Her daughter's there. And she says, yeah. Oh, can you believe it? She's about to be 22. She's already done a nude shot and had 5 DUIs. My little peach. I'm so proud of her.
Here. Do you want to have one of these Mexican sandwiches? By the way, Luann is fully losing her voice. She can barely croak out any sound. She needs to lay off those cigarettes.
She needs to lay off everything in the ear, throat, and nose section.
Yeah.
Of her body. So she's telling her kid, who really does not give a shit. She's like, anyway, Victoria, Sonia had a Mad Hatter party. And Dorinda's like, oh, yeah, and I wasn't invited. I really care because everyone else was invited. Oh, I'm really going crazy because I got nothing better to do. Oh, I care so much. I'm like, well, then why have you talked about it every scene that you've been on for the season?
Yeah.
Like, calm down
exactly.
Over there.
Exactly. And then she starts to basically suggest that Sonia, for all her talk about being sober, is definitely not sober. It's like, well, obviously, it's Sonia.
Well, but, you know, it's Dorinda saying it, so.
Yeah.
It's like a drunk war. It's like, who's more drunk?
Yeah, her evidence is basically a picture of Sonia being humped by a stripper at Luann's bridal shower, bachelorette party, whatever it is, which is kind of funny because I know the star of that picture was Sonia with this stripper on top of her, but what I liked was that Luann was sitting off to the side with like a wand, and she was just like, there were so many pictures that when they scrolled through, it became like a little flip book, and Luann was basically just like waving her wand at Sonia and the stripper. I was like, I wish we were there.
Yeah, and that's her evidence of her just being a drunk mess. She's like, she was little Polly. A Polly! A bridal shower of all places, getting humped by a stripper. Can you believe that? Yes, Dorinda, that's what happens at those, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So please then, don't tell me she drank out of a penis straw, or we will have to put her in a hospital someplace.
Yeah.
And she says, she's jealous. She's just jealous that I'm cunt ent. Such a weird way to say it.
Yeah.
And I can sustain a relationship. Yeah, everybody's jealous of your relationship with John. The whole town's a Twitter.
Yes, we all wish we could have a skeevy dry cleaner as our boyfriends.
A killer with kindness. And Luann goes, as a lady does.
Yeah. I think as we see in next week's episode... That kindness gets a little... Her version of kindness is a little different than the norm, I would say.
Yeah. She'll stab a bitch. She even says in the scene, yeah, you shouldn't invite me. I'll bring a hatchet.
Mm.
As a lady does.
As elegant people do. Which is Luann's line from last season.
If any of the ladies here can learn to behave themselves, they might learn about the exotic taco.
Why can't we all be like the Mexicans, making these beautiful tortilla things and putting things in the tortillas and everything coexisting, all the flavors?
Corn smashed into a circle of bread? Why, I never.
And look at this chunky ketchup they put on it.
Salsa? No wonder you call it that. It's like the dance. Good job, Mexico.
You do such wonderful things. And what do you call this? It's called guacamole? Seems a little strange. I don't know if I'll have that.
So Sonia over at Sonia and Tinsley are... What are they talking about? Where she goes, Tins, you should really be an ambassador.
Yeah, she goes, you give me such great advice. You really should be an ambassador. I'm just imagining which country should be a good ambassador for. Guam? bringing curls to all the small islands of the Pacific.
The world has changed when a woman learns what a curling iron is.
Giving signature looks to all the peoples of the world.
This cast is changing the world. One curling iron and an order of tacos at a time.
So many cultural exports.
So now Sonya is terrified because she's been shit-talking all year and she has to see these people now. So yeah. She's like, oh, Dorinda's going to be at Ramona's and I'm not nervous. I'll just be like, hi, Dorinda. Hi. It's like, that's a really good plan. You're going to probably have to come up with something for after that, though.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the next step?
She says, I really regret not having Dorinda at my tea party because two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah. Poor well, Dorinda. And at which point she then proceeds to show off her panties. Enough talk about this. Here are my panties.
And Tinsley's like, what the hell? Those things are huge. And she's like, they're Dior. She's like, I don't care who those are from. They're enormous. Put those away.
They look like two stitched fancy napkins.
They really do. Am I hoarding? And she goes, what? Are these the kind of underwear that people wear today, Tins? And she pulls out another huge pair, but they're polka dotted. She goes, no wonder you're not getting laid. You're probably wearing underwear like this, right, Tins? She's like, no, please put those away.
Yeah.
I just want to be on this show. Please stop making it so hard. She didn't know she was going to have to go through the whole wipeout set just to get to one party on this show. Poor Tinsley.
I know. Tinsley's going through her hazing right now, which is she has to sit there and endure all the crap that's in Sonya's townhouse.
Yeah, Sonya's like, uh-oh, here comes a big giant inflated penis. Hold on for dear life. You're covered in Vaseline. I'm rooting for you, Tins.
Yeah.
God, please let me just get to dinner.
Please. I've seen too many dead cats today.
So Bethany and Carol are talking about this dinner, and everyone's basically terrified to go to this dinner. I don't think anyone's really seen each other since the reunion.
Yeah.
And Caroline is feeling
election malaise.
Yeah. She's feeling stressed about the election, which is 3 days away. And she's going to be having an election party. But Ramona's not going because basically Carol says, well, Ramona's not really that interested in the election, which AKA Ramona's voting for Trump and doesn't want to be around a whole bunch of crying liberals.
Yeah, pretty much. Which but is we're what not means. Sure yet whether she's been disinvited or whether she was invited. And Carol's not really saying yet. She's just saying,
she's like most people. She's not interested in politics, you know, and she doesn't know anything about it like most of the world. I think she called Hillary a criminal.
Yeah.
Which is always the person you want at your election party in a room full of like really rich liberals.
Yeah, I think basically Carol invited Ramona, but then like as a courtesy, but then did not follow up. You know, she's doing that thing like, well, if she comes, she comes, but I'm not going out of my way to remind her that this party's happening, you know?
Like seriously, every conversation leads to the election. Like you could be talking about flowers and she'd be like, the flowers from the White House? I'm like, seriously, Carol, enough.
Seriously, Carol, you have to learn the art of like making every conversation turn back to skinny girl. Literally, like I can't. Not election.
Well, she can turn it back to an election or her vagina because Bethany's like, you could use a day drink. Like, seriously, you need a drink in the day or a fuck. I don't even care. Like a day fuck, maybe. And Carol says,
that's what Adam says.
Literally, my wall's up. I'm putting up a wall. Like, I also like build that wall. Like, I'm voting for Trump just because he's building a wall around me so I don't have to listen to Adam anymore. Like, I literally can't.
Can Mexico just build a wall around me? I'll pay for
I hear
that
tacos.
Don't even care.
Okay, like, Luann has these crazy things on her Instagram. She calls them tacos. Like, I don't know. Like, what are these things? Like, is it like a bread? Like, is it like matzah? Is it like soft matzah? Like, honestly, I can't.
I'm going to find out how that tense girl gets a hair curled. My head's, like, literally going to explode all over the wall. Like, I can't.
Literally, like so many things. Like, honestly, like salsa verde. Like, I don't even know that. Like, what's, like, green dancing? Like, I don't know.
So Luann is out on the dock of her little tiny house with Dorinda, and she's like, isn't this nice to have a dock? You just walk out of your house and boom, it's a dock in a yacht.
Dorinda, meanwhile, has some crazy furry thing on. I mean, she looked like the love child of Bigfoot and like Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Yeah, Fox thought it was fantastic because Charlie's mom wore her. That's what that Fox gets for talking about me on the Facebook.
So they're trying to figure out how to get the boat untied, and it's hilarious. Dorinda's like, well, I think you put the rope like this, and Luann's just sitting on the boat like, no, Dorinda, no, that's not how you do it. She's like, I'm not getting paid for this. How many housewives?
Dorinda, just listen to me already, otherwise I'm not going to introduce you to this wonderful new thing called Vagitas.
We got the yacht! Ah! Just trying to dance around. It's like a little tiny fishing boat.
Yeah, so they're like boating around, and you know, there's anxiety about like what happens if Sonia acts up to Dorinda at Ramona's party. And I like Luann's like, well, I always stick up for my house guests.
Which is also kind of a dig, because Dorinda didn't stick up for her last year in the Berkshires. You see, these women never let anything go. And the kid is on the boat with them, Victoria, right? She's on the boat with them, and she goes, oh, Mom, yeah, because you're a D'Agostino. Whoa, I just realized that you're not going to be a countess anymore. Which, you got to love that her kid's also always kind of stabbing her, too, from the front.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, you just realized it? Well, you know what I always say. Once a countess, always a countess. Nope. No.
Yeah.
That's not how it works. Sorry.
I mean, no one's taking away Count Chocula's title.
Why is it that men always get to keep their title, no matter who they marry?
So then Bethany and Carol go to get some acupuncture, and their acupuncturist is definitely not Dr. Moon. It was like the waspiest acupuncturist I've ever seen. It was waspy puncture.
Yeah, it's like, look, I have a velvet dog in the corner.
Yeah.
It's like the most.
Hello, ladies. Would you like a martini before we get started with our acupuncture?
What are those dogs called? The Weimaraner. Those are such beautiful dogs. He's like, say hello to Betsy in the corner. And Betsy's like, oh, Jesus. This queen just bought me because I'm velvety and smooth.
What's it called? A Weimaraner?
Yeah, Weimaraner.
Weimaraner.
I know. It doesn't sound as fancy as it is, but damn, those dogs are beautiful.
Weimaraner.
Those dogs are like the topper of dogs.
Oh, these guys are always being they're the topper of dogs. I feel like they're always being photographed. They're like a greyhound body, but they look like a different type of dog. Like there's that one dog that one photographer always takes pictures of. And this one looks like it, but it's not.
It looks like they look like Vizslas, Hungarian Vizslas, kind of. They're a tan colored, but they have longer noses. And these dogs, these Weimaraners, have like really pretty pit bull eyes, like very light colored eyes, but they're usually gray. They're always gray, I think, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, it's God, like, my dog
it's like
park
they have the eyes of Paul Hollywood.
It's called Piercing. Dog park knowledge, okay, everybody? I know everybody is super impressed. So they're at the acupuncturist, and it's like the least relaxing session of his week.
Yeah,
because of like course Bethany. They come in and Bethany's like, yeah, mom, acupuncture, you know, seriously, in a more Eastern medicine, Western any day. Like, I do yoga for 25 years. Like, I have secret faux spirituality. Like, seriously, what I want you to do is like poke me here, poke me there, make it hurt. I can't even. I'm so stressed. That feels so good, but it hurts. And it hurts so good. Just keep doing it. No, right there, because that's where Ramona is. Right there, right in that nerve. It's like, shut up!
Yeah, those needles need acupuncture.
Those what do?
The needles need acupuncture. They're like, damn, we're so stressed.
They're like curling up and jumping out.
What's the matter? Sometimes I just like, you know, sometimes I just roll around in pine needles just to get close to this. Like, literally, I can't. Like, honestly, like if I don't have any like more needles in me right now, I'm just gonna cry. Like, honestly, like find my meridian. Like, honestly, like where is my meridian? Is like the park meridian? Like at my hotel? Like what's going on here? Like, can I check in? Like where's the room service? Like I want a sandwich. It's like 3 a.m. Like what's going on at the meridians?
What's the matter? What's the matter? What's the matter? What's the matter? What's the matter?
What's the matter? What's the matter? What's my needle? What's my needle?
So then Carol, they're both getting it on different tables, and she tells Carol, did they find it? Because like when they find it with the needle, it's literally like someone finding a G spot. And Carol goes, ah, I think he just found it. Oh, God.
I could just imagine Bethany when someone finds her G-spot. It's like, ow, 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 ow. Okay, what's the matter? What's going on? All right, you found it. Okay, like, what do you want to do? Like, big deal, you found it. Like, what do you want? Like an award? You want like a bone? Like, I want, like, ow. Like, that's it. It's fine. Like, okay. Like, what's going on? What's next?
I like pain. Because, like, when you feel pain, you know something's happening, you know? Like, it hurts right now, and that's how I know he's doing his job. Ow, ow,
yeah.
Ow, ow.
Life is pain,
okay.
Like Gina Davis. Life's pain. You know, longest good night. So then, like, the guy's looking at Carol's tongue, because it'll show whatever. And Carol's like, I think your tongue can tell a lot about you because it's always talking. And I was like, you're so stupid. And I'm also laughing.
And your tongue is also, like, solid white, which means you're lying. That's what it means.
Yes, white lies.
I learned that in first grade, and I'm sticking with it.
Yeah.
And the doctor tells, she's like,
check my chakras.
I was like, what is that? And he says, I think you have liver stagnation and you're stressed. She's like,
yeah. Also, I have this toe fungus. Do you know what that is?
And she's like, Jesus Christ, Carol. Why don't you just show him your molars, huh? Just show him your bottom teeth. Like, what the hell? He's not here to do fungus. What do you tell Adam about your fungus? And she's like,
he doesn't get grossed out by stuff like that. But
like, literally, like, he's not a chiropodist, okay? Like, he's like an acupuncturist. Like, they're two different things. Like, I can't. Neither of them have, like, medical degrees, okay? But that's fine. Like, honestly, like, if you want to see, like, your toe fungus, you know what's going to grow on my toe? Okay, anxiety. Honestly, like, I'm, like, nervous right now. So, like, I've got a wall around my toe. I got a toe wall.
So, Carol is telling us,
Bethany's secretly in a quiet hell. She doesn't like to share, but I know that her ex-husband's hurting her.
Look, yeah, she's really quiet about her secret. Yeah. Hell. No one would have guessed it.
Yeah. That Bethany is so private. That's what I always think. Every time I see her peeing on camera, I think, wow, she is so restrained and keeps so much from us.
And Bethany's like, yeah, I got so much personal stress. Like, I'm not like I was last year where I was like, bark, but like a lot of stress, you know? And to manage my stress, I'll do anything. Like, beat me, taw me, feather me, I don't care. Run over me, punch me, you know, throw me into a river, run me over with a train, I don't care. Like, anything. And then he's doing cupping on her. And he goes, I don't want you to look too beaten up. And she goes, ah, I don't care. This is a group of beat up women, trust me.
Yeah. She goes, it's true.
Whatever Luann did last night beat her up more than anything you can do to beat me up.
And did you find it also somehow unpleasant when he put the cup on her and you just watched her skin rise up into it? I was like, ooh.
Yeah, that's how it is. So gross.
I know, but for some reason, Bethany's skin, it was I don't know. This guy had me. I had a reaction. My
Seriously?
Skin did the
I'm
same
stressed.
Thing
like,
without a cup.
I don't even care. And then it just cuts to 1 second back on the boat and Luann's going, we're so lucky. Then it cuts back to Bethany. And so Bethany's like, do you think Luann's gonna say anything about Miami at the Tom thing, or like maybe that other time, or that time that I stole a hair, like whatever, seriously, can't with her. Like, I'm not stressed about it, I just can't with her. And then you know, we basically have another clip of them being afraid of what's gonna come up from last year. And Carol right. goes,
if I know Luann, she's just gonna keep it moving. She doesn't want to face a real conversation. She's gonna do a Jedi mind sweep.
Luann's like,
is that a
Luann's like, powerful you are. Yeah. Luke.
I can only imagine Luann as Yoda. Oh, welcome you are to Home My.
Clean your asses. After Cadillac of toilets sat on you.
As elegant Jedis do.
Tacos you May are welcome for.
I mean, I'm all for the Force being with you, but you didn't even ask about my wedding. I wish I knew actual Yoda quotes. Does Yoda even have quotes, or he just says things scrambled? Does he have famous quotes?
It's basically Carol before she went lower toned.
I feel like honestly,
you are. Okay, there it is. It's in the back of the throat.
Let's just be honest. Let's be honest, okay? Luann's basically Darth Vader. And I'm not because she's evil, but I think she would just be more the type to walk around with a giant black cape. Have you seen my Death Star? It's wonderful. You have to come out to it. There's plenty of room for you. And I always take care of my stormtroopers.
Can you believe it, girls?
Victoria, I am your mother.
I'm trying to pull up YodaQuotes.net, but it's taking forever.
I know, the hell, really?
YodaQuotes.net? Get a faster server. We're trying to do a show here.
This is our one moment to pull in a Star Wars audience to watch our crappins. We need you right now. In a house in the Hamptons, far, far ago.
Except every scene is that one in that crazy bar where there's all the alien faces because of all the plastic surgery. It's always like,
Tom. Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed, Carol. The ability to destroy a planet is insignificant next to the power of the Force. And Bethany.
And Bethany, tacos you are. Like, what? Seriously?
Ramona, I find your lack of faith disturbing.
I'm reading this quote. It's still fucking loading.
Oh, I'm, okay. I found some Darth Vader quotes. I'm just going.
Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. Suffering leads to Donald Trump.
You have failed me for the last time, Ramona.
I can't believe it.
That is why you fail.
There actually are not a lot of good Darth Vader quotes, I have to say.
Powerful you have become. The dark side I sense in you.
Dorinda, you were right. You were right about me. Tell your sister, you were right.
Patience,
this is the worst quotes ever.
Patience you must have, my young Padawan.
Well, if this is a consular ship, where is the ambassador? Am I right? Tommy Toon.
Okay, so we're at this restaurant now, and there's clown violins playing, so we know some shenanigans are about to happen. It's like, boom, boom, ba-dum, boom, boom, boom. Like, their violin clown music as Bethany and Carol arrive.
Yeah, and by the way, I just want to say that we then have, like, a full-on fight in this episode for the next, like, 15 minutes, and never does the music even try to get tense. It's like, boom, 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 during the entire fight.
Because this fight really is stupid. It's kind of the warm-up fight, you know? It's the first time they're all together, and they're like, all right, let's fight. I don't even care what it's about. Like, seriously? I don't even care.
I just want to say, macro note, I was cracking up, and, you know, there was someone posted, there was an article, I think, in Radar Online that said, let's face it, this season's not going to be good because, like they said, an insider told us that Real Housewives of New York City is going to be bad this year because of X, Y, and Z, and they're just trying to cobble together a season. And remember, we're like, well, there's never been a bad season of Real Housewives of New York City. And watching this scene reminded me why that is, because this entire fight was so bad and so stupid. Like, you had to be cracking up and, like, thanking the reality TV gods that they created this show, because it, sure, nothing is happening, but it is the funniest shit on Bravo.
And these people will make an effort, you know? They don't even care. It's like, okay, here we are at a restaurant. Okay, we're going to fight about something. I'm sorry. Like, I'm so sorry that you're so mad, but let's face it. I don't give a F. I don't give a F. Am I right?
Yeah. So Bethany and Carol show up, and they're greeted by the restaurant's owner. And immediately Bethany goes, oh, Luann will be blowing this guy by midnight. So nasty, so funny.
And that poor guy, she's like, ah, are you the owner of the other one? Because we went to the other one, like, we were just there, we shut it down. And so I was like, oh yeah, we're gonna come here. So I was the one who said, let's come here. And he's like, uh-huh. He just walks away.
He walks away to another table.
Uh-huh, thanks.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna walk away before you force me to put skinny girl margaritas everywhere.
Yeah. And Carol goes,
wasn't that the same guy who went into the fake business with Ramona at that fake restaurant called AOA Fake OA?
And Bethany goes, no, this guy's been rubbed in shea butter, not gasoline.
Yeah, that was hilarious. I'm surprised Bethany did not have a fit over the fact that this restaurant was called Little Red. That's going to go red. It's going to go red. Aussie, cheetah brand. This is like a cheetah brand restaurant. Like, Aussie, like, I can't.
Talk about the red line. Like, you're right on the red line of stealing my brand. Yeah. So Ramona arrives. She's like, hi, hi, mwah, mwah, mwah. And Bethany goes, how are you? Was your trip fun? And Ramona goes,
how was it?
I just got back from visiting Avery for her summer spring formal. And let me tell you, those kids love me. Like, they consider me the mother.
That's yeah. terrifying. No, they said they consider me more of a friend than a mother.
Oh.
Which is classic, like, you know, midlife crisis lady talk.
I'm the cool mom. Okay.
Like,
has anybody ever had a bracelet that looks like a stick, but then you slap it onto your wrist and it becomes a bracelet? Well, those kids have them now. Okay.
I can't do her laugh. I'm doing Lisa Rinna. I just like that when she showed up, Bethany's response, you sort of said it, but Bethany just goes, how was it? It's fun? How was it? Just like, are these the new interns? Hey, how was it? How was it?
And I just, yeah, I had to note that because that becomes a big thing later where they're like, you never even ask us about us. I'm just like,
how was it? How was your trip?
Yeah. And so,
well, that's,
so
to
then
be fair,
Ramona.
The insurance.
Yeah. So Ramona.
She wasn't asking.
What's the matter? What's the matter? How was it? What's the matter?
Yeah. That's her new intern. How was it?
How was it? How was it?
How's it going? What's the matter?
How's it going? What's the matter? Whoa. What's happening?
A whole staff like piles out of a minivan. Like, what can we do, Bethany? You look great. You look great, Bethany. So Ramona whips out her cell phone. She's like, look at these pics I took. Sorry, that was Bethany.
Sorry,
she's
Bethany.
Like, look here. Look at these pics I took. Me and Avery, okay? And she's showing pictures. And Bethany goes, oh, wow, look at that. And Carol says,
you look like sisters.
And she goes, don't we look beautiful?
They're like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And Bethany, she goes, don't you think we look beautiful? She goes, I do. I do. I do. What? I do. She's like, all right, fine. Mad.
Fine. Be like that. I just want you to know that this picture is so nice. It's been put on an Instagram, okay? Carol, not everyone gets on there.
Carol says,
I said you look like sisters.
Beautiful sisters? Did you say beautiful sisters? I don't think so.
Let's face it. When you say we look like sisters, I don't know if we're like sisters, like beautiful sisters, like Gigi and other Gigi Hadid, or like Hocus Pocus sisters, okay?
Which one am I?
Sorry.
Hey, am I the girl from Sex and the City or the girl from Veronica's Closet, okay? Like, you gotta be more specific. I'm not sure what to be mad at, okay?
Let's face it. I still don't know if I'm a Tia or a Tamara, okay?
If it was sister, which black girl am I, okay? The singer or the other one?
Or am I the fat one that was in Soap Dish, okay?
So Luann and Dorinda walk in, and they're like, hi. And Ramona's like,
oh, Luann, I was about to order some Pinot Noir. Do you like Pinot Noir?
I'm like, surely like, you've heard the word Pinot Noir, Ramona. Surely.
I mean, I'm not sure if it goes along with tacos. You've heard about those new food.
Don't tell your friends. I'm keeping it private for now.
I don't want Bethany to take this idea and then not give me credit again. You know how these ideas flow in the Hamptons.
Before you know it, Bethany's going to make tacos and they're all going to have mom soccer hair.
Did you know a taco could be made with soft shells or hard shells? They're like crabs.
The power of a taco.
So, then Dorinda and Carol start talking about the election. And I like Dorinda weighing in. She's like, it's scary. It's stressful. I don't know. I can, it's elections stuff. And
I've been sending Carol updates because I know she's very into it. And I'm sending her updates. It's very close. So Bethany's like, so, Luann, how's your hat on?
She goes, oh, the addition. The addition of my home? Well, it's great, Bethany. It's great. You can see it at breakfast Monday because I'm having that. So come.
I'm going to be serving a breakfast. Well, I don't really want to say what sort of breakfast thing I'm serving you, but let's just say it's going to blow your mind. It's called a taco. Damn it.
Don't tell your friends. I don't want it getting out before Monday. So then Bethany kind of starts. She's like,
So, Ramona, huh? You coming Tuesday to the election party, huh? There's an election party. You gonna come there, huh?
And Ramona's like, I need to discuss it. Because twice already, like, that girl Carol has been, like, beating me over the head with it. And I don't know if I'm safe there.
And then I think is this when we cut back to Dorinda and Carol talking about politics. And Dorinda's like, if I wake up on Wednesday morning and he's in the White House, I'm going to say, Hannah, go strip right now. Because if a massager's peak and get in the White House, then you have a chance, Hannah.
So he's making no effort anymore, Hannah. Okay?
Yeah.
If you got a couch, it's going to take 3 weeks. Give a guy a blowjob. Take off all your clothes and lay on the floor to just live it. There's no reason to even live anymore, Hannah. Okay?
So
Bethany
then,
tells Ramona, she goes,
yeah, well, Carol doesn't want anyone there who's not informed.
So Bethany was kind of fucking with them first. And Ramona goes, oh, I'm not informed? Really? Because I'm a very informed person, okay? Like, how about I come to this party and I'll bring all of the articles I read, okay? Here's the thing, because information, okay? Like, look at these breadsticks, okay? Are they brown?
She holds up a basket of breadsticks.
She goes, are these breadsticks brown or are they caramel? Okay,
you know?
Everyone has their own interpretation, okay? Pinot Noir or Pinot Noir. I don't
know. Let's face it, there's no way to ever know what color these breadsticks are, okay? So how can we elect a president in an A era when we don't even know what breadsticks look like, okay? I'm sorry. Everyone has their own interpretations of facts, okay?
Seriously? Like, I don't even eat breadsticks. Like, that's disgusting. Why do they even have bread on the table? Like, what are they, trying to kill me?
I'm sorry. They're very delicious, okay? Okay?
Luann goes, well, like Obama says, you go low and I go high. Ring around the rosy pumpkin pie. No one said that.
She's so inspiring. I wish I could have her in my house. So that way I could have her back.
Ramona says, yeah, but who's going low and who's going high? Because if you look at these breadsticks, one is lower than the other one. Does that mean it's stupid or uninformed? I don't know. They're both breadsticks. Okay?
It's like when you go on the George Washington Bridge, you can go on the upper level or the lower level. Like, how do you know which one to take? When you go low, sometimes I wind up high after all. Okay? I'm sorry.
Does that mean I'm smarter than you? I don't know. Bring out your articles. So,
whoa,
Carol,
this is crazy.
Carol goes,
my party is bipartisan, kinda.
Party is not bipartisan.
Yeah, it's bipartisan as long as both parties are Democrats.
Hey, I got an idea, Carol. Let's play pin the email on the criminal, okay?
Hey, Carol, can I bring some breadsticks to your bipartisan party? Maybe we'll have some for the brown party and some for the camel party, okay?
I'm writing articles on these breadsticks. Bringing them to your party, okay?
Hey, Carol, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? A woodchuck would chuck all the wood it could chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood. How's that for information, okay?
Now who's stupid?
Now who's stupid? Whoa, this is crazy. This reminds me of when I was a little girl and I had some breadsticks, okay? There were some Stella Dora breadsticks and I was eating them and Geraldine Parsons Smith said, don't eat those breadsticks. They're going to make you fat. Even though you already are kind of a fat little girl. And to this day, I've never been able to look at a breadstick, which is why I don't know what color they are. I'm sorry.
One time, a breadstick sent me an email about private information from the army, and it went to jail. So why shouldn't Hillary, okay?
One time, I decided I was going to find out all sorts of stuff about breadsticks, and I kept it all on a private server. And apparently, that's a big deal. I'm sorry, but you know what? Breadsticks, that's dangerous information. And if you're going to have breadstick information on a private server, I don't know if you should be president, okay?
How can servers be private and still make tips? Like, if this server was just here for Hillary and she only ate here one time a month, how would that server make any tips, okay? There's no such thing. Or public service. Server, can I get some Pinot Noir?
Let's face it. If you go to Olive Garden, all they do is serve breadsticks. But you know what? I bet none of them know what color it is, okay? I'm sorry, they class A. I'm sorry.
Ramona's ordering camel breadsticks. So Ramona decides that, you know, she's had enough small talk. She's like, we've ordered appetizers. Let's start a fight. So she's like, Bethany.
She's like, we're on episode 3. We should start fighting now.
She's like, I've showed off my new eyes and talked about Avery. Time for a fight. So, Bethany, your kid is like a little kid now, right? Like your little kid? Is she still a little kid? Bethany's like, yeah, she's 6. She goes, so she's in private school, right? And Bethany's like, actually, she's 6 years old and she's in public school and I couldn't be happier with it. She's like, oh, well, that's good because one time, you know, if Avery was in private school, you know, the past resurfaced, you know, and maybe one of my friends could have showed her a pic of maybe the past, you know, like naked pictures, you know. So that's the example. So, for example, in public school, has anybody come up to Bryn and approach him with anything? You know, because you're in the press right now with your soft porn.
Being naked and stuff. Has anyone approached your daughter? And Bethany's like... And Bethany's like, yeah, it was Diane Sawyer. Diane Sawyer approached my daughter. She's like, really? Yeah, really. Diane Sawyer came and found my daughter and asked her, like, what do you think about your mom being in porn? What do you think?
She came up to her in the schoolyard. She was like, yeah, your mom's a porn star. What do you think?
Bethany goes, and Bethany's like, yeah, it was in a movie. Like, what am I supposed to do about it? Like, okay. It's kind of like hilarious. She's like, that was like a moment when Bethany's attitude was just like perfect. Like, like, what am I supposed to do about it? Like, I was in a movie. Like, I was playing a criminal. I made my shirt up. Like, what am I supposed to do with that? Like,
the friends. 25 years ago, you know. Like, it showed my boobs were big, you know, so I was really happy with it. Like, I had big boobs. Like, big bazoongas. You know what I'm saying?
I hope someone shows Brent about it. That means I'll get residuals. Literally, I can't.
And Luann goes, so, what are you trying to say, Ramona? Like, trying to make it even more clear. And Dorinda's like, Ramona didn't even have time to let us order a drink. Jeez.
Well, the funny thing is, at this point, Luann, going into the dinner, Luann still has a bone to pick with Ramona because the last time they came face to face, I believe, was in the first episode when they had that thing where Ramona was like, well, I hope you and Tom have a lovely marriage and you put your head down in the sand and stay happy that way. So Luann's still mad at Ramona, but obviously, as we see very shortly, there's like an alliance shift because Luann's like, oh, a chance is called Ramona? Great. Ramona, you're being rude right now. What are you doing? And so then Ramona starts talking to Luann about, like, I just thought you would want to know. I thought you'd want to know about, you know, like, I'm just asking about her, about what's going on in her life. I don't understand. And so Bethany's like, you know, well, actually, Ramona's like, you know, she's acting very weird. You know, you got 2 different dogs. You didn't even tell me about Bethany.
Yeah. Like, you got 2 new dogs you didn't tell me about. So just say, I didn't have a conversation with my daughter because she's too young. I'm like, why is that so hard? Like, I mean, and she goes, okay, well, I didn't have a conversation with my daughter because she's 6 and I don't want to talk about my tits on a movie. Whatever. And yeah. Ramona's like, well, you know, a 10-year-old could go up to her. Maybe it wouldn't be a 6-year-old, but maybe a 10-year-old would come up to her and say, your mom's in porn. And Bethany's like, okay, fine then. Okay, you're
yeah,
right.
I don't think it's going to happen. Okay, you're right.
Ramona's like, she's like, we can't talk about Hillary. We can't talk about Bethany's porno career. And now you're trying to make me look stupid, Bethany. So now she's mad at Bethany for not
she's
being
turning
mad.
On. Yeah, exactly. She's like, you're getting offensive. And I really don't like it, Bethany. Okay?
You're being weird now.
Don't
okay?
like it. And I'm like, she's like, I'm just trying to ask about your life. Which is hilarious. I think it was somewhere around here. I didn't take that note, but I think it was it Bethany who said that this is like the Ramona's like perfect for the Trump era because like she's the one who will just like turn the whole everything around on you, you know?
No, like, it's Carol. She's like,
oh, Carol. Ramona's like Donald Trump.
But it is kind of hilarious. I mean, she was Ramona comes in fully trying to get a rise out of Bethany. No, she knows if she brings up Bryn on camera, Bethany's gonna get mad. And then Bethany's like, "Yeah, whatever." And so Ramona is now mad at Bethany for not being mad.
So good. She's so that's flying off the handle. And Luann goes, "I mean, watching Ramona was almost like slapstick, like a pie in the face, a hair pie, a porno hair pie from Bethany right in her face." And Luann goes, well, we all do things we regret. And Bethany goes, I don't regret it. I wanted to be an actress. I was in a movie. I showed my tits. Like, what's the big deal? I don't regret it. Like, I got an IMDb. What do you want from me? And Ramona's like, you are being offensive, okay? Like, if I can't tell you what I'm thinking without you attacking me. And then Ramona goes, Well, you do B-rated porn flicks, and that's just that, so.
I mean, I think it's great that you own all your hardcore porn that you do.
No, I was just in like a movie. I was like in a bad movie. I was just topless.
Listen, we've all shoved cucumbers up our hoo-ha on camera, you know?
You know, it's not animal abuse if you're fucking a donkey for money in a B-rated porno film, Bethany. I'm behind you, girl.
What? Seriously? That's not even what happened.
I think it's very brave that you went to Thailand and shot that strange film with the donkey and the palm tree.
I didn't even do that. I was like in Burbank. I took off my top for like one scene.
Yeah, she goes,
yeah, it was a cheesy movie. I was a murderer.
And Ramona goes, a murderer in a bra?
What sort of example are you setting for Brynn when you go off and murder people topless? I mean, I don't even know where to start with that one. How do you even unpack that? Like it was fake. It was fictional.
So all I do, I ask an innocent question, and it was already out there. And all I'm, you know, that's all I'm saying. And then she gets all like testy. Hey,
like Bethany's still not mad at all. And she goes,
Bethany, why are they talking about you like you're not here?
And yeah, because at this point, like, this is when Ramona's talking to Lou.
Yeah, and Dorinda's like, why do you even care? Just let them talk about it. She's like,
yeah.
She's like, I don't even care. Like, I seriously don't even care. Like, I'm watching it like a movie. And she was. She's just watching them talk about her.
Yeah. And then Ramona goes, let's face it. She's being a B.I. I was like, oh, that's a nice callback to your B.I. thing. So then Bethany's like, why are you guys talking like right in front of me? Like, I'm like right here. You guys realize I'm right here?
Anyway,
like,
goes, well, I don't think she wanted you to bring up her ex-porno life. She's embarrassed.
Yeah. But what's funny, by the way, is the queen of talking about people right in front of their face is Bethany. I mean, how many times have we seen her and Carol right in front of someone being like, look at her. It's like a crazy person right here. Like, it's someone going off the hills. It's like watching like a Sunday morning cartoon. Like, I don't get it. Look at her eyes bulging out. Like, Bethany, they're right there.
Yeah, they're kind of pulling all the Bethany tricks on Bethany. And Bethany just got cupped, you know? So she's like staying calm for the most part. And she goes, why
are you talking about me right in front of me? Like, you know I can hear you.
And Luann goes, well, because you're not engaging.
She goes, no, I'm not engaging. Like, why in the world would you think that I care what you think?
She's like, that's the point. You don't care about us.
Well, the what funny the thing hell? Is, well, so, but even before that, what's so funny is that Luann was just listening to Ramona. Ramona was just going off. Luann's like, oh, well, I think she's annoyed because, Luann was not actually being anti-Bethany, but Bethany was by starting to be like, why are you guys talking in front of me, talking about me in front of my face? Maybe I should write an etiquette book, huh? Maybe I should. So that's when Luann's like, excuse me. So then I love that, like, Bethany says to Ramona, she's like, what's that face you're making? Are you dressed up for Halloween? What's that face? What is that face? What is
you
that face?
Wild.
And then Ramona goes, well, I'm quite upset at you, okay? I think your attitude is quite unacceptable, and I don't like it, okay? So then that's when Carol is like, well, I think that maybe what she was feeling, blah, blah, blah. And Ramona's like, listen, you don't have a daughter, okay? You're a barren mess, okay?
Oh, so now you're insulting me because I don't have children?
No, I'm just saying that if you've never given life to anything, you know, and you've never been able to get pregnant because God probably smited you or whatever, like for whatever reason that you can't have a baby or find somebody to love you enough to give you a baby, you don't understand, Carol.
Damn, yeah. You're going to get punched in your face.
Yeah. So then Ramona goes back to Bethany and is like, you know, you're so stupid sometimes. You really are. You know, you're good at business, but you're bad at people, okay? Let's face it. You have to know how to be good with people, like me, Ramona Singer, the goodest person at people you've ever met, okay?
Well, she has a point. You say horrible things about people, so she has a point. Like,
yeah, see, because at this point, Luann's like, oh, wait a second. Ramona's going after Bethany, and Bethany and I hate each other right now, so, oh, I'm going to be on Ramona's side.
Yeah, so this is when Bethany's like, why would you think that I care about what you think? Like, literally,
like, why would you care? Why would you think I care? I don't care.
It's just, that's the point. You don't care about any of us. You didn't even ask about my wedding. Like, how hard would it be for you just to say, oh, hi, Luann, what about your wedding plans?
Actually, she did say, hi, how's your add-on? But I guess that was, like, offensive because she didn't call it an addition. It's so ridiculous.
And,
Lu-
And Luann's like, and thank God Ramona, the saint that she is, the wonderful person that she is, brought this out in you.
She says, look, why can't we just be cordial? Huh? We don't have to like each other, just be cordial.
Well, I am. I saw you at Sonia's and I said, hello, Bethany.
And she goes, yeah, and I was cordial back.
And then they show the clip where Luann's like, oh, I love your hair. She's like,
you can't let go of the hair, huh? Can't let go of the hair, yeah. Huh?
And then Luann goes, I mean, you were positively wicked at that party.
You can't even take a compliment. Wicked.
How wicked are you?
And then Ramona goes, oh, yeah, and with that girl, Tinsley. You know, you weren't nice to Tinsley. She goes, I said hi. She goes, yeah, you said hi, but you're supposed to have a conversation with her. Like, Ramona was so nice to Tinsley. Ramona was awful to Tinsley. Awful to her.
And then Ramona goes, this is a witch over here, okay? And then that's when somehow this is the line for Bethany. And she's like, okay, I've just been called a witch and wicked at the same table. And I will not tolerate. So I'm going to go.
So
God
bye.
Forbid she's called a wicked witch.
Carol's like, should I come? She's like, no.
We all know I'm skinny witch, not wicked witch.
It's like, no, you stay here. Oh, and you two should work on your next etiquette book together. Huh? Huh?
And then she tells us, Ramona
pretends to have a friendship with me. So this was bad. Okay? This was bad. There's not going to be any, oh, I adore you apologies this time. This was really bad. This was, like, terrible. This was, like, the worst thing that's ever happened. It was really bad.
I was called a wicked witch, okay?
Yeah, why was this so bad? These ladies are crazy. So,
well, Ramona was using Bryn. Basically.
I guess, but Ramona goes, oh, yeah? Well, go home and look up what etiquette means and then take a crash course, okay, witch? Okay, witch, B.I.?
I didn't hear her say that. Let's face it, Wikipedia is right there for you to read about witches, witch.
Yeah, look it up on Wikipedia, okay?
Hey, why don't you get a sandwich from witch, okay? You can call it the Bethany.
Early leaving you are, Padawan. Bethany's like, fuck you guys. So she gets out of there, and as she leaves, Luann goes, oh, of course she's leaving. There she goes. She leaves. What about the things she said about me in the past? Like in the Hamptons last year. Put on your big girl panties. Carol's like,
well, I gotta run because I'm staying with her.
And Ramona blocks her and she goes, no, before you go, I need a hug.
She's like, let go of me.
She goes, nope, I need a hug. Like a really hard, long hug, okay? Like just trying to wait for the car to pull out. Fucking Ramona. So funny.
She's like, that wasn't cool. She goes, that's your opinion, okay?
I'm as educated as you, and my opinion counts. I may be the short of breadstick, but I'm also coming in camel, so.
At least my breadstick is covered in sesame seeds, okay?
So Carol is like,
she gets enough gratuitous opinions from her ex. Blah.
So she leaves, and Ramona goes, oh, good. Now the three of us can have fun.
Let's go to Sandbar or Bagatelle. So the next morning, Sonia and Tinsley show up at the house of Sonia's friend in the Hamptons, and immediately Sonia gets busy humping a bed.
Yeah, she's like, this bed is tested. Look, it's tested. She's humping it, and Tinsley's like, oh, Jesus, please stop.
Yeah.
So then we go to the winery. Ramona shows up at some winery. And she's like, hello, gay person. Last time I saw you was at that fabulous wine class. And he's like, yes, girl. Come on this way, sister. It's
like the gayest. Now, I just want you to know that even though you're a fabulous gay person, I'm going to vote against your rights, okay? I'm sorry.
You should have equal rights as Carol's dog.
You should have equal rights, meaning that you should carry equal at this restaurant. I really like it more than Sweet and Low, okay? I'm sorry.
It's like breadsticks, you know? Some breadsticks are just better than other breadsticks, okay? You're the shorter breadstick. I'm the long camel breadstick.
It's like, wait a minute. I don't think you're using that right. So Luann, she's telling us, she's waiting for Luann and Dorinda, and she goes, Luann was so happy that I started a fight with Bethany that we're all of a sudden allies, and it's so fun.
I love being allies with Luann.
So Dorinda goes, this place is beautiful. What are we in, France? And Luann goes, no, not France. It's supposed to be a Tuscan villa. She goes, oh, okay. Sorry, Tuscany then. It's Tuscan.
Don't you notice all the tacky embellishments in the design here? It's Tuscany. At least the American version.
I'll tell you one thing Tuscany doesn't know about. Taco. All right, keep it quiet, girls.
There's a reason why it's called a taco and not a Tusco.
Well, these women are so crazy. So Ramona's like, Luann goes, let's talk about last night. Wow. Ramona says, I didn't even talk about the actual subject matter. All I was saying was like, what if the press comes to your daughter at school? Like, I didn't say anything bad. I'm like, you said, what about when your daughter finds out about your donkey shows, you whore? I mean, like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. It would have been one thing to be like, so how is like, are these headlines impacting anything in your family and how are you handling it? That's how you say it. Not like, so I hear your daughter may have seen your nude shots from your porno you shot illegally in Chile.
So Ramona goes, all she had to say is, Ramona, it's contained, okay? I took care of it, okay? That's it. And then I would have said, okay, because her thing is, I'm an open book. I give zero F's. And Dorinda says, Bellamy doesn't like when people point out cracks. And Ramona pointed out a crack. I was like, you ladies are trying a little too hard in episode three.
Yeah, which I embrace. And then Dorinda's like, so, guess what? I woke up and I had a text from a friend and basically it was a producer. And basically, Sonia has been posting in some Facebook group that she doesn't want to go to Lou's tacky wedding and she's making fun of me and John. And it's not cool. And now I'm going to kick her ass with kindness.
I'm going to beat the shit out of her. So that was the Facebook group, the Aileens or something, which was from, or the Aileen 2 or something, which was a bitch sesh. It was like a spinoff private group of bitch sesh. And it got really huge. And they had all these people on the ground, like giving gossip and, you know, behind the scenes gossip and stuff. And then the actual housewives started becoming members of the group and like talking back and forth, you know, with all of the people in the group. So that's what Dorinda is.
I'm assuming that's what it was also.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what she's talking about. So, because at first I was like, what Facebook group? And then ding, ding. I remember that because it became this big online drama. So she's going on this Facebook group and reading the post that Sonia is making to the other people in the Facebook group about
it. And I love that Ramona goes, I can't believe you got this the day of my dinner party. I'm like, it's called a producer sent it to her. Okay. They're like, we're shooting a dinner party tonight. Here's some ammo.
Yeah. So Bethany is at her house with Jim
Friendly
or whatever his name is. And she's like,
yep, here I am, Jim. Sporting wood and cleaning poop. That's what we do at this house.
Because she's carrying firewood. And then she tries to... Basically, she's going off about last night, which is... It's funny that Bethany tried to stay calm about this for a good solid 10 minutes. But, of course, then she turns back into Bethany. And she's like, trying to gotcha me and putting my daughter in the same sentence? That's low. This is worse than the Brooklyn Bridge. It's like, it is? This is not worse than the Brooklyn Bridge.
No. Definitely not. Brooklyn Bridge was iconic. This is just a drop in the bucket for.
Yeah, this is just a warm up, okay?
Yeah, exactly. So the women are still roiling over what Sonia was writing, and you know, apparently she said stuff like Dorinda's the biggest liar ever. She wouldn't be caught dead at Lou's wedding. Sonia wouldn't be caught dead at Lou's wedding, and that she'll always love Ramona even though she's being mean. I just love Luann goes, why would she say such a thing? Would you believe it? I was almost going to not invite her to my wedding.
Dorinda, I get these things from someone I know. Okay, someone I know. She keeps putting it in quotes.
She's like pointing off camera, like, wink, wink, wink.
So Sonia and Tinsley are getting ready for the party, and Tinsley's like, you know, I'm really kind of nervous about this. Because, you know, tell me about this Dorinda. Should I be scared? And she goes, Oh, look, Dorinda's wonderful. She only did one bad to me, and it was really bad. But she knows not what she does, which it's still Easter week, so we do get another Jesus quote, which you gotta love. Like, Sonia's Jesus now. And she's like, yeah. She doesn't have manners. She doesn't understand. She didn't grow up in Saint-Tropez half the time like I did. You know, to her, Louis Vuitton's probably like a act in Vegas, you know. And Tinsley's like, yeah, well, you know, you should probably drop the grudge. And she's like, yeah, I've dropped it. I'm not even thinking about it anymore. Because if you hold a grudge, that junk will show on your face.
Yeah, she starts saying things like, oh, well, you know, Dorinda and I, we just had a break. That's all. It was just a break. I'm like, no, you were talking shit about her everywhere.
I don't think she sees it as a break. I don't want the grudge to show on my face like the plate of spaghetti she's most likely going to throw at it later. So silly. So Luan's like, cut to Luann. She's like, Sonia's jealous. Cut to Tinsley. She's like, I'm so nervous. Are they going to hate me? And she's like, well, especially with the shit I'm talking behind their back. I'm so sorry, Tins. And then that's when we get Dorinda's. Yeah, well, she got a hard on for me. Guess what? I'm getting a hard on back. And Ramona goes, that's the perfect way to say it. She's getting a hard on for you. Speaking of hard ons, I wonder if that guy that Bethany shot that porno movie got a hard on. I hope he doesn't go to the schoolyard and tell Brent about it.
I just wonder if they know what the definition of a hard on is. Right?
I don't think
she's got a hard on for me, and now I've got a hard on for you, for her.
I got one back.
Works that way. Yeah.
Silliness. So now we're at Ramona's house. Okay?
Yeah, the big party. Yeah,
like, we're stick all those bottles in that thing, and then put some ice in that thing with the bottles in there. Okay, do you understand? The maid's like, please leave me alone, Lainey. You think I don't know how to ice bottles of wine, you stupid bitch? Get out of the kitchen.
Yeah. So Carol shows up, and you know that Carol did not want to be there. She probably wanted to hang with Bethany, but she knows that she has this reputation of being a mean girl now with Bethany. So she's like, So she shows up, and Ramona promptly pours her a enormous glass of rosé filled to the tippy top, which is so Ramona. And basically Dorinda starts talking to Carol and Dorinda tells Carol that she has this weird, sketchy friend who basically got an entire file on Sonia. The guy is not a private investigator, and he's not with the government. He's just a guy who knows things.
Carol's like,
that's a leak I can get behind. Is it NSA? FBI? What is it?
She's like, okay, it's bigger. This big. He's got Sonia's number. This is a file this big, sweeping statements. So then she says, I'm this, John's that. I wouldn't mix synthetic with silk. And then she tells us, yeah, I'm sure it was a synthetic robe leaving Tom's house at 3 a.m. I was like, God, Dorinda. Really?
I like stuff like that where it sounds like a really nasty, you know, diss. But if you think about it, it doesn't really make any sense.
Yeah, it's like a JCPenney diss. Oh, God. Really? So then Carol's excited because, you know, she loves talk of leaks because it's so close to the election. And Dorinda's ready to go. She takes this huge chug out of a glass of wine. And Carol goes,
you might want to ease up on that.
She goes, oh, no, it's only Coca-Cola. Tonight I'm not on the martini train. I'm stalking my prey. And when positioned correctly, I'm going to go for the kill. Okay.
When positioned correctly.
So stupid. And then Ramona's like, oh my God, don't ruin my party. I would hate for my party to turn into a huge fight that made Sonia look stupid. And she's like, oh no, don't worry. I'm not here to ruin your party. I'm going to wait till dinner.
Good.
What do you think that is?
I just like Ramona being like, I would hate to have my party become a huge fight on TV that everyone will talk about. And I would hate for Sonia to be embarrassed by it. I would really hate for her to be embarrassed. So no one embarrass Sonia. No
especially
one embarrass
at dinner.
Sonia
okay.
At dinner.
So the episode ends with Sonia and Tinsley arriving. And outside, Sonia saying, well, my MO is not to confront. Because I have decorum. That's my plan. I was like, yeah, right. You were just humping a bed. Like, you're going to be swallowing your fist, like, after your second drink.
Yeah, and you know, there's a difference between decor and decorum. So to be continued. To be continued.
Oh, Lord, this crazy show. So that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of New York. Tomorrow, we will be back with Southern Charm to end up the week.
Charm. Yes, so exciting. What a funny episode. I love Real Housewives of New York City. And tomorrow, Southern Charm, that's going to be a fun one to talk about.
So until then, have fun telling your children about your secret pornography career on the internet, okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Sounds good. Bye, everyone.